But now, what might you throw at a up in a tree at a crow or something like that? And you pick up some sort of
pebble or a rock.
Rock, okay. And you do what? You
toss it or throw an egg?
Toss it at him, okay. Ever say chunk or
chunk?
Pitch the day.
Right.
Talking about cur dogs, what other types of dogs might you have?
Well, a lot of people have different types. Personally, myself, hounds and cur dogs is all I've ever owned, except a couple of three fives for squirrel dogs.
I see.
But I've owned a few mighty good cur dogs. I had one particular cur dog that I lost 2 years ago this past May that money wouldn't have bought.
Yeah.
There just wasn't enough money that would have bought it. I don't know what went with it. In fact, I offered a $100 bill to anyone that could tell me where he went or whether he was dead or alive. All I wanted to see was just see the dog, whether he was dead or alive, and yeah. I'd give him a $100 bill. But school children hunted him and rode bicycles and rode horses, and I don't know where the dog went. He disappeared completely. Everybody used him. He was a combination. You could do anything you wanted to do with him. He treated, if I got in my pickup here at the front door and went around, before I'd get to the field gate and get the gate open, why, the dog would be treed behind my field. He'd have a squirrel treed. And I'd go over there, and if I wanted to kill a squirrel, I'd kill it. If I didn't, why, I'd call him off. At night, when you picked up a gun and a headlight, why he's ready to go. You didn't have to get him by the collar and drag him to the car or the truck. All you had to do was just open the door or let the tailgate down. He loaded his cell. And when he got to the woods, why, it was nothing but coons. He was a straight cooner. He didn't run anything else but coons. If you got in a tight, he could be in this yard. And I was at the barn. I had Brahma bull, cows. One tried to run another over you or something, you holler, hey, or look out here. You didn't have to worry, old Spot would be there. You'd hear that chain link gate rattle one time and he was there. He'd sail that chain link gate just like it wasn't there. And he meant business when he got there. If you holler, get him Spot, it was got. And he was a cow dog, he was a hog dog, he'd bay hogs, he'd catch a hog. In fact, he caught, the evening I bought the Brahma bull, he was 18 months old. I bought it from Mr. Porter, and I had Mr. Thomas Tony, state trooper, and my neighbor, Mr. Harvey. They helped me haul him in here, and we got him here and had a lariat rope on him. And we let him get the lariat rope in the crack of the stable door and brought it up underneath the hinge. Mm-hmm. Well, he cut the lariat rope in two on that hinge, which turned him loose with about a 6 or 8 foot piece of rope around his neck, and it ended up where I told the boys to go let old Spot out of the dog yard, and I had already got on my tractor and turned the lights on, it got dark, and I hollered, get him Spot. Well, the last time I saw Spot, he was going out of sight. I don't know how high he went, but he went in and caught that Brahma bull, and the bull throwed him completely out of sight of my headlights on the tractor. And when he hit the ground, well, he back at him and had a hold of him again. And we pinned the Brahma bull in the board lock where he couldn't get out till the next morning. We could get the rope off of him and get him in a place that would hold him.
Those are mean dogs, mean bulls.
They're mean. But he was number one. Anything, mind, you didn't have to holler at him. All you had to do was hold your hand up at him. He stopped mine to perfection. And my wife's nephew's from Houston said that old Spot saved one of their lives. They'd all slipped off and went swimming. That's my mother-in-law. And